Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Hat on,
suit on.
Looking like the trap of dawn.
Giving them all
dressed like a million bucks,
things in its cup.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today is real simple. for everybody that's trying to become successful on any level, in any arena, any genre, I don't care what it is, if you're trying to be successful, this message is for you. Let me help you understand something real clear. You ain't gonna make it the way you want to, and you're not going to make it to the heights that's fully out there and available for you without God. And I'm just gonna keep it real simple and clean for you today. You're not going to make it the way you want to, and you're not going to get to the heights that's available to you without God. You have to get this through your head. You can try it if you want to, because I did. I'm here to tell you, I am talking purely from experience here. You can try it without God, and you can see how far you can get. Will you have some measures of success? Of course you will. Will it feel like days like you might make it? Of course you will. But let me ask you a question, though. What you going to do about them days when you feel like you ain't going to make it? When you going to do about them days where it feel like there are no answers to your questions? What you going to do about them days? What you going to do about them days when everybody laughing at you and turning against you? What you going to do about them days when you just don't see no way through it? What you going to do about them days? I got the sunshine. You know, sunshine, cool. Everybody got friends when it's sunny outside. You want some friends? Hit the lotto. You want to get rid of them friends? Go ask for some help. Man, I'm talking about, man, they scatter like roaches when lights come on. I'm trying to tell you. So now, here we go again. You can do this without God now, because I've done it. And you can have yourself some measure of success. Let me even hip you to a little bit closer, though. Let me tell you why you are doing it without God and having some measure of success. Can I tell you why? Because of God's grace and mercy to us. Because of his grace and mercy, trying to keep us in spite of ourselves for the real mission that he really got for us. See, that's the truth of the matter now. Now what we talking about now, Steve. See, so yeah, you can do it without God, and you can have some measure of success without God. And yeah, you know, you got your little degree and everything. Yeah, you completed the program, got all that, yada, yada, yada. But don't you know something? It's because of God's grace and mercy that he helps us anyway. Well, even when we ain't asking for help, when he bails us out anyway, when we ain't even asking to be bailed out. You know why? Because he loves us that much that he would allow us to exist until we get our mind together where he could take us where he really trying to take us. Let's get this real straight and clear today. You can do this without God if you want to. But I am telling you, to get to where you really want to be and to be all that God has for you, you got to have God. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And let me tell you this here. I don't really care what nobody done told you. Are you listening to me? I don't care what they say. Don't get this thing twisted. They got these people out here talking about they Illuminatis and all this here. Man, don't listen to me. Don't get caught in this mess. Don't get caught in no foolishness. You were created by God. God created you and your soul. We were all created in his image. All of us. Don't get to talking about you finna cut a deal with the devil and all. You ain't cut no deal with nobody, man. The devil don't do deals. He one-sided. I'm taking you to hell. You going to hell. You'll burn in hell. That's his deal. I want your soul. I want you to lose hope. I want you to take your life. I want you to take some other people's lives. I want you to feel hopeless. I want you to realize that there ain't no God. That's his whole deal. His whole deal is negative. Oh, he can talk you into dealing drugs if you want to, but let me tell you something about this. I watch these shows all the time. Drug, ink, and all this here, cocaine, mafia, everybody on now go to jail or get killed. Our prisons is filled today with our young boys because they thought they could outslick the system. They thought they had a way. They thought. They sitting up in here and they fell for the old cliche, man, I got to do what I got to do. I got to get this money. Well, the only reason you got to do what you got to do is because, like I say all the time, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. It is but because of his grace and mercy that we exist. And God is just taking care of you, looking out for you, got some angels encamped around you until you get your mind right so he can get you where you're going. But now I want you to understand something. There's a cost and a consequence and a penalty for everything we do that's outside the will of God. That's for all of us. All of us have consequences, penalties, and everything that we got to deal with outside of the will of God. Understand that clearly. Don't get this thing twisted sideways. You understand me? You know, I heard a young man tell me one day, he said, Steve, you know, man, I just don't see how God looking out for me. If he would allow all these things to happen to me, I'm having such a hard time in my life. I really don't see how there's a God looking out for me. I looked at the young man. I said, let me ask you something, man. You still breathing? He said, yeah, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, you're still free. He said, what you mean? I said, you ain't locked up, are you? He said, no, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, where you get them clothes from? I bought them. I said, well, you bought them with what? I bought them with money. I said, where you get the money from, young man? He said, I got a job, Mr. Hoff. I got a job. I said, well, where you live, though? He said, I got an apartment. I said, well, where you get the apartment from? Mr. Harvey, I'm working. I got an apartment. I got a job. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So now this God ain't looking out for you thing. Finish telling me what you're telling me. Well, see, man, I'm having it real hard right now. I said, hey, man, are you hungry? Have you had lunch yet? He said, yeah, already had lunch. Yeah. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So go on, finish telling me about this, how God ain't looking out for you. He said, and you know, man, every time I try to do something, it seemed like it go wrong for me. I said, but let me ask you something, man. I said, every time it go wrong for you, I say, somehow you survive it. He said, yeah, I survive it some kind of way, but it still be all messed up for me. I said, but you still got through it though. He said, yeah. I said, okay, man, go on, finish telling me how God ain't looking out for you. And he stopped. He said, hey, Mr. Harvey, he said, how come every time I tell you something that's going wrong, you keep telling me God looking out for me? I said, because you're still here, man. I said, see, you don't understand it. I said, you seem to think that you're supposed to skate through life, that it's all supposed to go how you want it, any kind of way. I said, man, these is the test of your faith. I said, God looking out for you the whole time. I said, every time you tell me something going wrong, you seem to turn around and tell me how you survived it. You keep telling me what ain't going right, but you keep telling me all these things you have. I said, man, so what you got to do is you got to stop looking at the what you ain't got column and start focusing on the what you do have column. But if you ain't happy with nothing he done for you, you want him to keep piling stuff on. I said, you failing the test, young man. The test is, are you grateful for where you are right now so I could give you more so we can move forward? He said, oh, man, I never even looked at it like that. I said, well, why don't you take your blessed self on somewhere and sit down? He said, man, I think I'm going to go on over here and let you finish talking. I said, thank you, son. Sometimes you just got to look at what you do got, folks. That's all it is, okay? You can't make it without God, y'all. You got me today? All right, let's be clear. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy and resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country they reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about to go down. What you talking about, Steve? What I'm talking about every morning. The start of something grand. The start of something new. The start of something spectacular. You know what I'm talking about, because it's about to happen to you. Ladies and gentlemen, it is on and cracking. Here we are, the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Give it to me. Damn it, give it to me. All of it.
Crazy.
Woo! Thank you. Huh? Too kind. Boy, this is what I'm talking about. I can't stop them. I'm too much. They want me. What? Shut up.
He said shut up.
Come on.
They all that's own a, you. They own you.
Back then they won't.
Uh-huh. But now though.
That's the only thing I miss about stand up is walking out and walking off.
Man. Wow. What does that feel like?
I mean, It's
How does it make you feel?
It's like it's the most incredible thing. Because as a stand-up, what can never replace stand-up, it is simply the purest form of adulation that you can get from a crowd. Because it's only based on your ability to provide enjoyment for them. You're not pulling at their heartstrings. You're not taking them back down memory lane with their favorite song. You're not doing sing-alongs. Ain't no such thing as a joke-along. Come on, do this one with me, y'all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. 2-3 people walk in a bar. Come on, you know it. Everybody, come on. Black man, white man, Chinese man. Come on, y'all. Y'all know this is a joke-along. It's none of that. It is the purest form of adulation that you can get from a crowd. And when you kill it, and I mean a 90-minute set, just you, and you stand there for 90 minutes, and you deliver gut-wrenching laughter, and you walk off, oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It is unbelievable.
What a feeling, huh?
It is unbelievable, man. And when you do it well, and then to top all of that off, God has given you the incredible gift that you can earn a living at it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Wow. I missed that too, man.
Wow.
Jesus.
Just the clap.
The applause.
The applause, man.
So let me just say quickly, good morning to everybody on the show. Thank you.
Yeah. Good morning. You right now. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning. Give it to me.
One more time. Give it to me. Let's clap it out. Let's just clap it all the way out. Today, let me set up the show for you. Keep on, Dave. Don't stop. We got the CLO coming up. We don't know. We be back with it. Just show. Give it to me, Dave. Wow!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time to run that prank back. What you got, Nev?
Triple casket. Run that cat. It is triple casket.
Jenkins Mortuary. This is Calvin. How may I help you?
Hey, Calvin. How you doing? My name is Brandon, man. Brandon Giles. I'm calling. We've got somebody that has passed. Actually, three people.
Well, I'm sorry.
Passed
lost,
away.
Sir.
I'm yeah, well, you, I thank you for that, man. It was kind of expected. So, you know, it wasn't something that caught us off guard, but, you know, but all in all, you know, we're still grieving about losing our loved ones. But I wanted to give you all a call. We're trying to pick a particular funeral home on who we want to take care
of the services.
Yes, okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. We can definitely help you with that. And once again, I just want to, you know, just let you know that we can pretty much do the whole gambit. We can make sure that your needs are taken from, you know, from now on. We're here for you. Just wanted to get that out. What is your main need? You said three people, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to bring attention to you. Do you guys customize caskets?
Yes, we do gold plating, engraving. We even have a new thing where we can put the picture of the person on the outside, like a semi-gloss coating. Okay. We have a couple options.
I don't need that or no gold or nothing like that. Listen, what I want to do, is there any way that you could maybe customize a casket that can accommodate three people?
Yes, like we can customize each individual casket for each individual family member.
No, Calvin, that ain't what I'm asking. What I'm saying is, if I want to like I said, D my cousin, they was all close. It, you know, I don't have a problem with all three of them being in the same casket.
I get you. To my knowledge, as far as I've been in this business, I've never. I'm not really sure we can actually do that.
What's the problem? If we can get them all in there and close the lid.
I think that's I don't even think, if for one, it's legal in this state or any state, three people in one casket. And ethics-wise, that's not really something that, how can I say, that we actually, you know, push.
But if you customize in a casket, Calvin, then you ought to be able to put as many people in there. If you make it deep enough and wide enough, ought to be able to get three people in there, right?
Well, the customization is the outer side of the casket, and maybe, you know, some people even put TV screens on the inside, or some of their loved ones' memorable mementos. We customize it for that, you know, color wise, size.
So what about when it's a person real big, you know, a heavy set person? You know, you got to have a casket that can accommodate them, right?
Yes. But
you ought to be able to put three people in one casket if they can fit. You put two one way and one the other way, then you ought to be able to have all three of them in there at one time.
Is there anybody else around you and your family that can help talk with me about this?
I'm talking to right now. I'm trying to accommodate my cousins and get them straight. And I'm asking you, can we get them in a casket, that one casket that can accommodate three people? If you put two pillows on one end, one pillow.
That's not something we're really.
That ain't something your is used to doing, Calvin. But I'm calling you, telling you that's the way I want this customized, man.
All right, brother. Look, brother. Just chill out with cousins, all right?
So we're trying to get three people.
Sir.
What?
Yes. I have a standard plan. It'd be a low-end standard plan for three individual caskets. That's all I
can. We don't have enough money for three individual caskets. I keep telling you that. We got room for one casket. We just need the big enough, man, so you could get everybody in there and close the door.
I don't want to go back and forth with you, sir. I know this is a time of.
Then go. You ain't got to go back and forth with me. Build the that I need so I can bury my family.
I don't really know what to tell you, sir, but I'm just really trying to help. I'm trying to
help
you.
Won't you tell me you're going to get three people in the casket looking good?
We can't do that. We cannot do that.
Who the f*** you hollering at, man? So, I'm the one going through bereavement.
I understand that, but you're using foul language. It's just, we can't do it, brother. You hear me?
Hold on.
My cousin said
they wanted to use
the right to refuse. No, sir. No. We can't do
okay,
it.
Okay, look,
can't help.
Hey, man, y'all going to bury these three people, and you going to put all three of them in the same casket, man. Two on one end and one on the other one, man.
Sir, if you're drinking, just stop.
Ain't nobody drinking. Let me tell you something, man. Let me say this to you. Your name is Calvin, right?
Yes, it is, sir.
Okay, Calvin, let me say this to you. Either y'all going to bury my cousins the way I want it, or Calvin, you going
to
get your ass whooped. That's what's going
to
happen.
Now, that's it right there, sir. I've been trying to be as professional as I can. This whole conversation is as crazy as it is. But now.
Ain't nothing crazy about it.
No.
I want you to bury my cousins.
Come on down here. I got some places to put your body and your cousin's body. How about that, huh?
Oh, you talking about doing something to me now?
Yeah. Because you obviously.
You don't sound too damn confident. You don't sound too confident, Calvin.
I'm going to tell you right now, this ain't the place. And I'm not the one. You will be in the ground messing with us. Matter of fact, if you come here, I'm going to you up. How about that?
Okay, Calvin. Let me tell you something, Calvin. Me and Tommy going to be down there today then. I'm bringing Tommy with me.
Who the is Tommy, huh?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked, Calvin.
This is some Yo, y'all had me ready to whip somebody. I just want to know who put you up to this
Reginald that works
Reggie.
At the, yes.
I'm a whip Reggie. You better watch what you drink. You better watch what you eat. I'm on your to revenge, Reg.
Hey, Calvin, give me this, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, you know it's nothing but the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all got me, man.
Coming up next, it is the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time. Anything else anybody wanted to say about their weekend? Because
we ready. Okay.
It's time to ask the CLO. All right. This one is from Deshala. She listens on our podcast. She says, I have three children, and my husband told me he wants me to get back to the sexy woman that he married. With three children under 10, there's no time to be sexy. I usually throw on a wig or a hat when I leave the house. My husband hates that I love wearing sweats and shirt dresses because the clothes cover up my great figure. I couldn't care less. I had finally had enough of his criticism, so I lit into him, and it started a big argument. He said he was only telling me that for my own good. I feel like he's out of line, but should I consider his opinion? Am I being too defensive?
Well, I think he could have approached it maybe a little bit differently. I think he has every right to want more from you, but then you have every right to not be able to give more. You done gave three children. I mean, damn, that's a big... To have three children is a lot. I just don't think the average man knows what that is, how taxing it is. And then to be a real mother is to care about every aspect of the child's life, which men don't. Sorry, but we don't.
Amen.
And so, yeah, I want you to get back to that little sexy being you was. Well, then he got to start helping out.
That's right. That's
You got to get somebody in here that can clean and somebody in here that can cook. That'll free up a lot of time. Then you need somebody in here to help with this damn homework. That'll free up some more time. Then you need somebody to take them to all these little games and practice and after school's activity. See, then she have time. There's three kids under 10. So you should consider what he's doing, but you got to explain to him what all you do. And if he don't get that, then you should have him take over the duties that you're doing, all of them, so he can get a glimpse of it.
Yep. Great answer. I love that answer.
CLO.
And it was, yeah, it's all in your delivery sometimes.
Come
all right. Frida in D.C. says, I'm a 34-year-old single woman, and I'm attracted to a man that is a little overweight. We hang out together and flirt, but when he talks about us dating, I get scared because of his weight and what people might say. I like bigger men, but my mother and my sister are very judgmental. I would hate to be embarrassed on a date if someone stares at us or makes a rude comment. Should I follow my heart even if I have doubts about this guy?
Yeah, you should follow your heart, but let me ask you a question, though. How big is his ass?
See, I knew it.
Because you're talking about people looking at you embarrassed.
A little overweight.
Well, but she says she like bigger men. How much bigger we talking? But really, if that's what you like, then to heck with your mama and your sister.
Yeah,
he might be a great guy, treat you really, really wonderful. But now it's going to be something come with the weight now.
What? Like a lot of cooking?
Like, you got to think about, sleeping and, waking up and, rolling over and then, like he be laying there and then you fall in that crease and then he forget you there and he roll over and your ass is smothered. It's a lot of stuff right here. And then sweating
snoring in his weight.
Yeah, them big people
skinny
got the snores. Skinny people snore too, but when you got that weight on you, you really gonna snore. If I was you, I'd go on and date the guy. He might be a great guy. You can get him to lose weight. You can get a man to lose weight. You can't turn a nothing dude into a great guy, though. So if you got a great guy, help him with the flaw.
That's a great point. You should say that again.
Well, it's real simple. You can take a guy with a flaw. You can help him with his flaw. You can't turn a nothing guy into a great man, but you can take a great man with a flaw and help him with the flaw. You can get him to eat right. Tell him you love him more. Why don't you put the proposal to him? Why don't you say, hey, look, I'd love to consider taking this, but I really want you to be healthy because I don't want to fall in love with a man that's not going to be here. So let's start dating, but I want you to actively work on eating better because I want to be healthy. I want to live a long life. If you present that to a man, he'll go, whoa, wait a minute. I get this chick. If I just start eating baked chicken instead of fried chicken.
Because she says she's attracted to him.
Yeah.
He's just a big sexy right now. That's
great big old. And that's a direct opposite from little sexy.
She did not say all of that.
He a great big old.
And all of you,
how did you get all of that out of a little overweight?
That's
no,
a
she worried about what
man.
People gonna say when they see them with each other. That's what it is. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassment fat.
There's no such thing, is there?
Yeah, it is.
What?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we're moving on. Did you say all you needed to say? He's a little overweight. Yeah. All right.
Great James. Big old man.
You know, my mother used to say that. James, in a small town, that's it, just in a small town, says, I'm a 27-year-old man, and I had an ugly breakup with a woman I dated for 3 years. I cheated on her a few times, and she broke up with me. Since then, she's told everybody that I'm terrible in the bedroom, and I'm the tiniest man she's ever been with. God. I feel like every girl has heard the rumor, and I know for sure all of my boys have. My uncle said when he was young, one of his friends was called Tiny because his wife told everyone in town that he was tiny. How can I stop this before it gets worse?
Yeah, you got to move, dog.
He's got to leave town.
Small town.
You got to get out of another small town.
Yeah, you're not finna fix that. You need to get up into a big city. You need to go from small town to big city.
Blend
your
in.
Reputation is gone. You ain't ever getting it back. The only way you can get cheating. It back, you ain't gonna be able to do that.
That's what he gets for cheating.
Nah, you got to release photos online. Photoshop edited photos of yourself, you know. Biker shorts with big prints in it. That's what you gonna have to do. Yeah. You gotta move to Atlanta, homie.
ATL.
All right, CLO, thank you so much. Great as usual.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
I got to ask the guys, what was the best summer job you ever had? And what job would you not do again, no matter how much it paid? Steve?
What job would I not do again, no matter how much it paid?
Mm-hmm.
That foundry at Ford Motor Company.
Oh, you wouldn't do that?
Working
no,
at
I
line.
Wouldn't do that. And I would not do. No, the worst, that, you know, the foundry, I didn't like it. The assembly line at Ford, man, I had some cool people I worked with. That wasn't bad going to work. Wasn't what I was meant to do. But the Lincoln Electric is the worst job I've ever had. I hate it.
What did you do there?
I wrap coil wire. It's tough. You know what dies are? Dies are these small round things that you pull wire through, and every die gets smaller, so the wire goes through and compresses and shaves down. It gets thinner and thinner. So let's say the wire starts like a microphone cord.
Okay.
And what you're trying to get it down to is a cord wire that goes inside a speaker wire.
So really smaller than what it is.
Yeah. Really, yeah.
So you put it through the die, and it goes through this machine at a high speed. And every die it goes through, every 6-8 feet, gets smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. And it wraps up into a big coil. And then you got to box it up and put it on the pallet. Now, to break even, you had to make 238 boxes a day.
Wow.
Man. It'd be some days I finish, I got 80.
Not 238.
short.
Ooh, you real no, short,
your
dog.
Your check is ugly.
I mean, you know, but now you're going to get a guarantee.
Uh-huh.
But to get the bonus, you had to make extra. And at the end of the year, guys was getting $50,000 bonuses.
Mm.
$65,000 bonuses.
How much did
what you get?
I ain't never get a bonus.
Oh, you didn't even get a bonus, period.
Uh-uh.
Well, what about it? Mm. I mean, how could they do it?
Why was you so slow with yours?
I hate it.
Thank you, Tommy. You just didn't
I hated
like
it, man. I didn't like doing the mechanical work to keep the line running because you had to change the dies all the time.
Oh.
Because the inspector come by and tell you that your wire has a score in it, which means a little scratch.
Mm-hmm.
That means one of the dies is wore out and you don't catch it. Then the inspector come by and X out all your boxes. And the box with the scores in it got to go. So you lose 15. 15 boxes when an inspector comes. It was, I hate it.
Wow.
I suck.
You're depressed telling us about it.
I suck so at that.
What, how old were you then?
Oh, 23.
Mm, so that was one of your first, like, full-time jobs.
Right after
did you quit? Did you quit or they fired you?
Yeah, I quit. I made up the story.
What did you say?
Wow.
What is happening?
You're
not doing it anymore.
Loan came
through.
Your
going,
small business loan.
Yeah.
He said he lied.
I opened up the carpet cleaning company. I didn't have no loan. I just wanted to walk out with dignity.
Yeah.
Good luck, Hall, man. We're going to miss you, man. You a good dude, man. You was funny, man. You kept us live in here, man. Yeah, well,
that why I have been whooping your behind.
Man, please.
Yeah.
Man,
I'm
please.
Telling you, he sounds so sad. Tell
that why I was dying. His
Tommy, I was dying, man. And I worked midnight shift from midnight to 8 in the morning. I would be so sleepy coming home, I'd drive by my exit.
Wow.
That's how sleepy I would be. Yeah. I missed my exit at least 5 times.
Okay, so let's switch it and ask you what was the best summer job you had because that depressed us all. Just the way
I got a job at a swimming pool as a lifeguard and can't swim.
That was the best job.
Yeah. You did what?
Good job.
I was in college. I got a job at the swimming pool watching girls as a lifeguard and couldn't swim. Ooh. I was sitting up on that chair just hoping when nobody get in trouble.
Did anybody ever get in a drastic situation?
No.
Thank God.
Oh, you got lucky, man.
How did you convince them that you could
swim? Hey, dog, I had all them life rafts and stuff up there.
That went everything out
there. I had so much stuff in the pool. I was throwing furniture in the pool. I had so much furniture in the pool one time. One dude got in trouble, and I threw so much stuff in the pool, he could walk out.
He done threw a styrofoam cooler out there.
I had so much pool. I had so much furniture in there, he could walk out.
So they didn't test you or anything to see if you could swim? They just hired you on the spot?
That's crazy, dog.
Well, what had happened was, my name was Steve Harvey.
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh. It was a white guy at the school named Steve Darby.
Oh, okay.
He didn't come to work, so I went.
Oh.
And I walked by there, and he said, "Are you Steve Darby?" And I went, "Yeah."
Just with no problem.
He said, "Well, here you go. Handed me that little red thing." Uh-huh. He said, "Where's your shorts?" Okay. So I told him I'd have them tomorrow. I just bought my pants today. I rolled them up and sat up on this chair.
Uh-huh.
Not a lifeguard.
Watching right the girls.
Yeah. Black people kill me.
Thing with the lady, told him my name's Steve Harvey.
Uh-huh.
I got paid, man, about 6 weeks.
What?
Yep.
So Steve Darby never came back?
No.
The white guy?
I don't know what happened. I have no idea what happened to this dude. He ain't show up.
Wow.
So Steve Harvey went on in there, got the lifeguard position. Anybody had a drown in that pool, they'd have been dead.
Oh, well,
God, I can't save nobody, man. And wasn't about to jump in that deep.
And
oh my God!
You
get in trouble in this 5 foot.
And we know this just when A. Margie tried to get in the water in Hawaii. You remember that? He almost had a damn fit.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Oh, man.
And did you ever learn to swim, Steve?
I have get back.
Okay, get back.
Whatever I fell off of, I can swim good enough.
He got get out. That's what he got, get out.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be reincarnated as an animal or as a human again?
Come back as no damn animal.
But if you came back as an animal.
Oh, just outside all the damn time.
Gotta find something to eat.
Yeah,
ain't got no money. I ain't coming back in here, ain't got no money. I've done that before.
That's the first part of your life.
Yeah. I already been an animal. Yeah, we ain't doing that no damn more. Not with no money. No Lord. I don't want no parts of that. I want to be involved in currency exchange.
Uh-huh.
At some point, I hope somebody set a bowl of milk out. Man, hell.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Moving on. Would you rather not speak for an entire year or would you rather not hear for an entire year?
If I can't hear, then am I speaking? I don't get it.
I'm going to tell you right
would
now.
You rather
if you can't hear, you sure going to sound stupid.
Yeah.
especially if you used to hear. You know, I have trouble pronouncing words and I can hear them. Boy, if I can't hear, you can hear.
Yeah. Thinking,
well, what is his ass talking?
I think I'd want to hear.
Okay, so you rather.
Well, you can type, write, mm-hmm. but if you can't hear, nah, man, I can't.
That's
but
tough.
Not talking for a year, whoo.
It's a lot of writing, though.
I can't tell you.
A lot of writing.
A lot of writing, though.
That's a lot of texting.
I can't tell you the money I'm going to be missing out on. I can't talk.
Yeah, because that's what you do for a living. Yeah.
Write these sets and hold them up.
Yeah. A lot of text cussing. A lot of text cussing going on right there.
All right, guys. Would you rather climb the highest mountain or swim the deepest sea?
Oh, man. Why do
uh-huh. Back up on that mountain. I'm going to die in that water. That's for damn.
I can't get in that water, man.
But I can't handle heights because of I get altitude sickness.
Yeah. What you going to do?
So we're going to die on the way up or die on the way down? Either way.
You're dead.
Like
Everest,
when I see Everest,
yeah.
I'm not finna do that, dog.
Okay,
that don't make no sense. I don't even want up there.
I don't even.
No, it would mean nothing for me to stick a flag in the top of Everest. Nothing.
So then you're going to the deepest seas?
Yeah, but I can't swim, so hell.
I can swim, but I ain't going way down there. No.
All right, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming back.
We didn't like today.
I know.
We didn't like today.
Thank you. Coming up, more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
So, Steve, here's a question from Steve Harvey FM. All right. It says, have you ever thought the wrong thing at the wrong moment? Now, this email is from D. He says, hey, guys, a comedy booker who I deal with has a new secretary. The new secretary doesn't love me as much as the old secretary. Subsequently, I get less booked less often. The new secretary's brother just died, and I thought sure would be nice if the old secretary would come back for a few weeks and I will get some bookings. Now I feel bad. Steve or Tommy, when was the last time you thought the wrong thing at the wrong moment?
When is the last time you ever thought something wrong at the wrong moment?
What is all that? It's too many times.
I'm trying to clean it up, but go ahead.
Yeah, okay, well, let me ask y'all this here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You ever been in church praying?
Yes.
What y'all saying?
And even after she done dropped her money in, you still locked
yes.
in?
Yes. Yeah. All the way?
Wrong
and you lose your place in the prayer?
Not your thought.
Man.
Our Father.
Man.
Who art in heaven.
Wow.
High in the world. in your name.
Did you make this right here?
Man.
Boy, look at all that kingdom.
Yeah.
That come. Boy, look at him.
Man.
Your will be done all over this earth, all up in now.
Yeah.
You know, you ever done
wow.
that? That's one.
Yeah. It was just as good. It was my relative laid up there in the casket, and she was in there supposed to sing for the family. I forgot who the hell was laying up there.
At the funeral.
At your funeral. At your family.
I'm going to tell you right now, I almost said it's her first day. Once Sharon had walked up there, I forgot who the hell we was here for. Lord, that dress was tight. Praise him. I didn't even give a damn who it was, but she was there. My Lord.
Yeah. All right.
Have you ever seen somebody fall? Super fine woman fall and dress blow way up over her.
Hey, son.
I just sat there and thought about the wrong thing.
Yeah, at the wrong time.
Yeah. Timing is everything, ain't it?
Yeah, yeah. Right. It blew
Have
over.
You ever
she
thought about
it, really get it.
The wrong thing at the wrong time?
What, Steve?
What? Have you ever been praying and asked God to give somebody a stroke?
Right then.
Oh, Steve.
So you can go up there and kiss them.
Yeah.
God, Lord, I know. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. A stroke?
I've asked him to actually shut down somebody's whole left side.
Oh, my God.
You want to do the mouth-to-mouth.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, this is true. I left a basketball game after high school one time, and a guy robbed me coming out of Bennett's Corner.
Uh-huh.
That was the first time I asked Lord. I asked God to strike somebody dead.
Yeah, wrong thing,
well,
wrong time.
That's it. That's the question.
Like I had $9.
So
they
glad
took $9.
So glad you're a change.
I thought
man.
That would be a good time to ask the Lord to do something for me. Just as, of course, he did.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. He didn't do it. Mm-hmm.
And he ran off with the $9.
Again, I'm so glad you're a changed man. So glad.
Well, is he, though? Yeah. But is he?
Oh, he is. He better be from that.
Well, y'all said, have you ever thought the wrong thing at the wrong time?
That's the question.
Just,
yeah,
just
that's
a
question. That was the wrong thing at the wrong time.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay. What? I've done the same thing.
I done been naked and ran out into the living room and didn't know nobody was in there and asked, could they just be blind right now? Please, just be... To not see all this.
I done had a sick cell crisis. Asked the nurse that came in the room. I asked the Lord, could you please let her stay? Because my gown.
It's too much.
My gown.
It's not suffering.
It's not. I asked, can she work here at night? I thought the wrong thing wrong time. I've actually unplugged myself.
All right. Wow. All right. Coming up next, Nephew Tommy, more ignorance with today's prank phone call. That's right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's the Strawberry Letter. My subject for today, my husband needs to learn a few things, okay? My husband needs to learn a few things. We'll get into that in just a bit. Right now, it is time for the Nephew and the Prank Phone Call. What you got for us, Neph? What you got?
Shirley, this right here is I left my ring. All right, let's go, cat dog. I left my ring.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Mr. or Mrs. please.
This is Mrs.
Hi, my name is Dr. I'm actually trying to reach your husband, Clarence. Is he available?
I have to check. Is there a reason you're calling?
Well, I'm actually the surgeon that actually did the procedure on removing his gallstones.
Yes.
How's he doing? Is there any complications thus far?
Well, no complications according to the doctor.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, listen, there's a couple little bit of things I want to discuss with you guys and see if we can maybe get them rectified. Is he around?
Yes, he's around.
May
I ask, what is this in reference to?
Actually, Miss, actually, when we actually did the procedure on your husband and removing the gallstones,
yes,
I will say that there was a bit of a mistake made, and I'm hoping that he can come back in so we can kind of get it rectified. You know, it'll be actually 30 minutes, and he'll be in and out. But actually, when I removed the gallstones, and I'm very embarrassed to say this, I actually left my wedding ring inside your husband.
You what?
I understand, ma'am.
Would you say that again?
I say I actually left my wedding ring inside your husband when I actually removed the gallstones. And I'm hoping that he'll come back in so I can actually take it out and he'll be on his way.
Ooh, he's not going to like this. Hold on, let me see, can I get him? Hey!
What?
Do you know if Sheridan is on the phone?
Virgin.
Yeah, he's on the phone and he said he left something in you.
He left something in me?
In you, and he needs to go back and get it.
Hello?
Hello, hello, Mr.
Yeah.
Hi, how you doing? This is Dr. I actually did the surgery on you when you were came in and got your gallstones removed.
I remember you, Dr.
I will say this, Mr. Clarence. I actually made a bit of a mistake when you were here, and my apology. If I can actually get you to come back in, man, I can get you taken care of. And this is just a big mistake on my part. But when you guys came in and I removed your stones, I actually left my wedding ring inside.
Inside of me?
Yes, sir.
Your wedding ring?
Sir, I know this is crazy, but yes, I have truly made a mistake and want to see if I can get this thing rectified and get this thing taken out. And I tell you, man, I've been without my ring, and my wife is raising holy hell about it.
Yeah. But you know something, Dr.? We got a problem.
What do you mean?
I mean, I'm about to go back to work. I really can't be going back into the operating room for somebody to take a ring out of me that they left. That they left by mistake. You know what I'm saying?
No. Okay.
I realize your wife might be upset and you need your ring, but at this point, that ring's going to have to stay where it is for a while.
Sir, I can't. I honestly can't allow for that ring to stay there another 2 or 3 days. I don't think you understand exactly what I'm going through. There's no way I can allow that.
Well,
that. You got to go back to work.
Yeah, I got to go back to work. But you know something? I mean, we're talking about a bad, bad, serious problem. You know, we're talking about malpractice. I mean, you know, we're talking about me taking out more time from work when I'm ready to go back. I mean, you know, we're talking lawsuit, all kind of stuff here. We need to get together. Can you hear me, Doc?
Yeah, right now.
He needs to come over here now.
Uh-oh. Okay. My wife's a little upset, too.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I can't get back on an operating table.
Sir, this won't take but seconds to actually for me to snip that thing and get that ring out of there. It won't take but a minute. I mean, you still have the same incisions there. I can go right back into where the same scar was and take that out and keep it moving.
Go back into the same incision. You're going to operate again if you cut me open.
Sir, I promise you, you won't even know I was there. I'll go in there and take that ring out just that quickly.
Okay, but let me ask you this here. My wife is about to go crazy. I'm a pretty good guy here. But I mean, you know, you left a ring in me. I mean, you know, do you all have malpractice insurance or something?
Sir, we have plenty of insurance. You know, it's really more about what I'm going through at home.
So I'm doing this for you?
Yeah, pretty much here at this point. I mean, no one actually from the hospital actually knows that I'm actually calling you.
Wow.
Problem.
You know, I mean, that's a big, big problem. You said something about malpractice.
No, I didn't say anything about malpractice. You guys actually said that. I didn't say anything.
Okay. Now, let me.
I said it's malpractice.
Okay. Hold on now, Doris. Hold on. Well, now, let me ask you this here. Every time I've heard of somebody leaving something inside of somebody, you know, it usually ends up being a situation where it sets up infections and stuff.
Well, that's 18-karat gold. That's not going to infect you at all.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but good grief. I mean, I didn't even want to do the first surgery, but I didn't have any choice.
You know what, Mr. I'll be honest with you. I've tried to talk to you and be patient with you. If I got to come over and put some chloroform up against your nose and knock you out in order to perform this procedure to get my ring, then damn it, that's what I got to do.
Hold on now, Doc. What I'm supposed to be doing while you doing that? Did you hear that? Did you hear what he said?
Yeah, just let him come over. I got something for you. Come on.
You know I'm not going to stand for these threats, Doc. You know, that's your problem with your ring. Now, you know, up until now, everything was cool. Now you got a big problem. I tell you this here. I'm at home right now.
You're at home with my ring. You got my ring.
You can come get it right now. You're waiting on.
Okay. Now I don't have a problem coming right over there to get my ring because I need my ring back.
Let's do it. Come on over.
And I'll be waiting for you too. You out of your mind?
We got something for you, Doc.
Hey, listen. I don't care what the both of you are doing. The bottom line is that you have my ring.
I got your ring. You just told me I had it, didn't you? It's inside of me. Where it's gonna stay?
Sir, I'm not gonna continue to go back and forth with you.
You're not gonna continue to do anything because you come over here, I'm gonna take you out. You've already threatened to come over here and put chloroform to my nose, knocking me out to go inside of my body. You
come over here, Doc, you got problems.
Now, tell you what, I don't want any problems out of your wife or out of you about a simple procedure that's only going to take 30 minutes and everybody will be happy after that.
You won't make it back home. Comprendo?
I understand everything you say. I got one more thing I need to say to the both of you all. Are you listening to me?
I'm listening.
Is Doris listening?
No, not really, because I've already tuned you out.
Well, here's the last thing I need to say to you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Y'all just got pranked by y'all niece, Peaches.
What? I'll be damned. Nephew Tommy. Nephew Tommy, is that you?
This is me, man.
Nephew, did you hear that? Nephew Tommy. Hey, Nephew Tommy.
Yeah.
I still got your ring.
You got my ring.
I'm an old man. You're messing with my heart talking about going back inside of my body.
All right, let me speak to Miss Dodge.
Yes?
Miss Dodge, you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Hey, Miss Dodge, I got one more thing to ask.
Huh?
What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Matthew Tuck.
I love Miss Doris.
Doris and Clarence.
She's so cute.
Oh my God.
We play too much. Playing
with you. I just want to get my ring back. I just want to get another ring.
They was tag teaming you, Tommy.
Yeah. Oh, come on over here. I got some for you. I got some for you.
He got to go to work. I got to go to work.
But then he said, "Hold on, Doris. Hold on."
Now, my wife, not hearing this, man. She's not going along.
What a cute couple.
July 15th. Here come that nephew, stupid and ignorant, rehabilitated, redone, refurbished. Oh my God, I am. What can I say? I'm back. Praise God. I am up in here, up and running, man. Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, my frat brothers. We got the conclave coming, baby. The conclave is coming to Tampa, Florida. Family outing on the river. Go to KappaConclave2023.com. KappaConclave2023.com. Come kick it with the noobs. Yay, yay.
All right. Thank you, nephew. We got to move on. Coming up, Strawberry Letter, my husband needs to learn a few things. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air. Just like
girl,
we're going
to
read.
I didn't get to do this last week, sure. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Okay, we'll revisit that in a second.
Girl, you know Steve don't want no intro.
Oh, he cuts me out when you're gone. I'm out.
All right.
Everybody need all that.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, my husband needs to learn a few things. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been married for 4 years, and the sex is terrible. We dated for 2 years before we got married, and we agreed to wait until our wedding night to have sex for the first time. I was focused on us having a great friendship as well as a spiritual connection, which would lead to a great sex life. He romanced me and did things to me physically that satisfied me, so I just knew he was going to be a great lover. Whenever he got freaky, he'd tell me all the things he was going to do to me. I had no reason to think he was as inexperienced as he is. I found out on our wedding night that he had only had sex twice, and his last girlfriend withheld sex from him for religious reasons. He couldn't do half of the stuff he told me he was going to do to me. He tried to get the party started, if you know what I mean, and then he got so overheated that it was finished before it started. I have taught him all that I can about positions and what turns me on, but he is not able to last long enough to try them. I have a high sex drive, so I end up finishing on my own. This man is only 29 and I'm 28, so I need him to get some help with his inability to perform before this ruins our marriage. I suggested that he talk to some of his friends or a doctor about ways to improve sexually, and he blamed me for being overly experienced and impatient with him. I was celibate 2 years before the wedding, and I have suffered through 4 years of bad sex, so I'm not the one with the problem. I need that intimate connection with my husband. How can I help him be a better man in the bedroom without making him feel like he's a total loser? All right. First of all, I got to commend you because you withheld sex until marriage. Now, biblically, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. I said that, you know, from a Christian perspective. Now, I'm going to tell you that you do have a major problem on your hands, though, because bad sex is really worse than no sex. It really is. I mean, you get yourself all worked up. You know, you as his wife of 4 years, you've been listening to him making all those empty promises about what he was going to do to you. Then you find out he can't keep his promises because he's so inexperienced. But, you know, there is a problem. There is definitely a problem. Is the problem that he finishes before he starts, as you say, or is it just a lack of skills? I think it's a bit of both. It sounds like it's both. And learning to, you know, please your partner, a woman, that just, you know, it just involves skills. You have to be taught that. You try to teach him that, and, you know, he got mad at you or blamed you. But I think being, you know, premature sexually should, I think, involve a doctor. You mentioned that in the letter, some sort of professional, an older gentleman to talk to learn what should you do, what moves you should make. I think he's young. Well, actually, both of you guys are young. He's 29. You're 28. You know, you guys don't have much prior experience. So, you know, you can learn these things together. I definitely, again, think you need to talk to someone, especially him. He needs to sit down and talk to someone about this. What should he do? And go see a doctor about his finishing before he starts problem, premature ejaculation. I think your marriage is worth it. I don't think you're ready to go because you said before it ruins our marriage. I don't think he should be blaming you. I think the focus should be on him. I think him blaming you is just a defense mechanism. I think he's wrong for doing that. I really do. He's just, you know, probably at his wit's end now, because he can't please you, and you guys have been married for 4 years, and it's a problem. He knows it's a problem. So get some help. When you have a problem, you should try and solve it. Get some help with, you know, someone, like you said. You mentioned that in your letter. I think that's a great idea, and I think it can help your marriage. Steve.
Nice response, Shirley.
Thank you.
Ready? Here come the truth. Lord Jesus, I hate these letters.
Take your time.
My husband needs to learn a few things. Well, this lady been married to her husband for 4 years. This is the first line in the letter. We've been married 4 years and the sex is terrible. This is some bad sex, folks. Your opening line ain't no, I love my husband, we've dated, he means the world to me, he's a great father. No. I've been married 4 years and the sex is terrible. We dated 2 years before we got married. Then they agreed to have sex to their wedding night for the first time. You was focused on having a great friendship as well as a spiritual connection, which would lead to a great sex life. So you thought. That's what you thought. You figure if we buddies and we go to church together, we ought to have some good sex. Where in buddy and church do you see great sex? I don't see that at all. Because you can talk don't mean you can walk the walk.
True.
When we come back, yes. The walk is sharp.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. My husband needs to learn a few things is the subject. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Subject, my husband needs to learn a few things.
Lady been married 4 years and the sex is terrible. That's how the letter started. We ain't waste no time. There wasn't no lines in there about we love each other, we love the Lord, nothing like that. We've been married 4 years and sex is terrible. Four raggedy ass years of sex. I've never had 4 years of bad sex in my life. You got two times with me.
That's it.
You got the first time, I figure, okay, just first time, maybe a little nervous, all this. If the next time is bad, we through.
But you're not married to that
we
person.
We through. We through. We're not getting married.
They are married, Steve.
We through. It's over. We have no kids, none of that. We ain't got to go to counseling. This ain't going to work. Okay, so now. You decided to wait to have sex your wedding night, focus having a great friendship and a spiritual connection, and you said it would lead to great sex. My response was, that's what you thought. Then he goes on to say, he romanced me and he did things to me physically that satisfied me, so I just knew he was going to be a great lover. What did he do pre-marriage to you physically that was not sex that made you think the sex was going to be outstanding? How hard was y'all kissing? Was he grinding in a way that made you think this fitting to be this dude right here fitting to rock the boat when I let him in the ocean? He fitting to tear. Woo! Girl, look, he kissed hard. He grind hard. He touching me. It's everything. Well, and then you said whenever he got freaky, he'd tell me all the things he was going to do to me. I had no reason to think that he was as inexperienced as he was. See, that's pregame hype.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't even understand what I'm finna do. Do you think that was something? Huh? What, you like that, right? Oh, you think that? Wait. That got you hot? Girl, you ain't seen nothing yet. That's just the beginning. That's just kissing. Girl, that's a good... Girl, that ain't nothing but my grind right there.
My grind game.
Girl, the grind game, kiss game. Why? When we get married, watch this here. You immediately say, I had no idea he was inexperienced as he was. You found out on your wedding night. This was the wedding night. It all come to a head. You done been at the dance. You done been at the church. Mm-hmm. You done kissed in front of your mom and them. You done changed your clothes. You done had your daddy dance. You in the room, and it's over. Before it got started. He said he had only had sex twice, and his last girlfriend withheld sex from him for religious reasons. Oh, okay, so now I see what happened. See, your man has only had church sex.
What? Say that again? What?
Yo, her man has only had church sex.
What is that, Steve?
See, they didn't have sex because they was waiting until they got married.
Right. And then
the girls and his former girlfriend only had sex twice because she was withholding for religious reasons. Mm-hmm. So these are just people he's seeing up at the church. Church sex way different than club sex.
How so? Please.
Everything.
Elaborate.
See, church sex ain't a lot of words in church sex because you can't cuss with church sex. Club sex is all the words. It's a vulgarity. Church sex is we sneaking. We supposed to be quiet. We ain't supposed to be doing this. So you can't ask all the questions. You know, whose is it? You know, you can't bring up no certain. Blankety blank. You can't cuss while you're having church sex because you're not supposed to be doing it anyway. So you ain't going to amplify the sin by cussing. But club sex, you start with the cussing. Uh-huh. I'm finna smack that and do that thing, get it up in this here. When you get this, you ain't going to understand. See, that's the difference. Okay. So he just had church sex. Mm-hmm. So now, and then as soon as he get overheated, it was finished before it started. Uh-huh. I taught him all the positions and what turns me on, but he ain't able to last long enough to try them. I got a high sex drive, and I end up finishing on my own. Mm. This man, 29, I'm 28. It already been 4 years.
Yeah.
I ain't got 4 more of this here. Steve Shirley, help me. I'm going to come back with part 3 of this letter. Because I have some actual help.
Uh-huh.
So I got something he can try. Because you said you expect him to talk to a doctor or his friends. He can't even bring this up to his friends.
Not at all.
He's got to do something.
He, fellas, I can't please my woman. And
I'm gonna do that.
What do you suggest I do?
Well, dog, all right,
you want me to do it for you?
We're gonna have part 3 of this strawberry letter coming up. Okay, the subject is my husband needs to learn a few things. We'll be back with part 3 coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve. So this is part 3 of today's strawberry letter.
And I don't normally do this.
My husband needs to learn a few things. Yes.
See, she done married this man, the church dude. They withheld sex to the night, and it ain't good. It's been 4 years of terrible sex, and she need help. And she trying to show him all these positions and what turned her on. He's upset about that too. In the letter, I didn't mention he can do half the stuff he told me he was gonna do. I taught him all I can about positions and what turned me on, but he ain't able to last long enough to try them. Damn, dog. I got a high sex drive, so I end up finishing on my own. So I need him to some help with his inability before this ruin our marriage, and then talk to a doctor or his friends about ways to improve sexually. Now, here the part. He blamed me for being overly experienced and impatient with him. I was celibate 2 years before the wedding, and I've suffered through 4 years of bad sex. This 4 years, this is horrible. This is horrible. This is the most horrible thing I've ever heard. Matter of fact, this is the most horrible strawberry letter we've ever had. 4 years of bad sex. This is probably the worst damn strawberry letter we have ever had.
Let me mark this.
Now, he mad at her because she too experienced. See, he don't understand. Mm-hmm. See, he mad now because you know too much. Mm-hmm. He had sex twice. We ain't got to get into how many times you had it, but he only had it twice. Right. Let's not worry about the number of times you had it. Don't even worry about that. But obviously, you way more experienced than him, and he upset with it. See, you know too much. Why I got to put my foot on the nightstand and have my knee on the bed? That hurts me.
Don't start.
Hey, man, what is your punk ass talking about? Just put your damn foot up there and get your knee over here. That hurts me. Stretch before you come in here.
This is a workout.
Stretch. To be in here, you got to put in work, man. Now, listen to me. Let me give you a couple of suggestions. They have a cream for men that he can buy. And he can use the cream, and the cream numbs him so where he don't have to it don't happen so fast.
Oh, detained.
Yeah. So you got to be careful with strong that damn cream. Because that hand, you ain't got no feeling in it. Because you done put it on with the cream that helps you have no feeling. So you might want to try that. Mm. And just that's the only suggestion I have for you.
All right, Steve. Thank you for that. Post your comments on today's
Strawberry Letter. This is the worst letter we've ever... 4 years of horrible sex.
At Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want you especially to listen to this. This is according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. You consider yourself a country
boy. I have
boy.
Farmed before.
Yeah, and all of that. A typical July 4th cookout for 8 to 10 people should only set you back $55.07. Uh-huh, that's what they're saying.
According ain't to no damn barbecue. Ain't no ribs in there.
8 to 10 people, $55.
About $5.51 per person.
$5.51 per person? What family is this?
Now, listen now. This amount is based on 96 volunteer shoppers in 28 states checking retail prices at their local grocery store to determine the overall cost. Okay, and this is what the meal will include.
Okay, I'll tell you what, though.
What?
I tell you what, though. We finished spending $55 and 8 to 10 people. Mm-hmm. I bet not see nobody walk their ass back up there twice.
You can't get
No, you can't get but one bone to rib. One
rib.
Bone.
One
be up there watching you. Be up there watching you like that dude that used to cater for us in New York.
He did not play with us.
Didn't get any juice. None of that.
He gave us Dixie cups of juice like the mouthwash cups.
What?
Yeah. All right, this is what this. This is what the meal includes, Steve. 8 quarter-pound hamburgers and buns with cheese slices. You guys said there was no meat. There's meat, okay?
Two people ain't gonna get a burger.
8 hot dogs and buns, okay? 4 pounds. You said there were no ribs. 4 pounds of pork spare ribs. There you, go, right there.
How many bones is that?
That's one slab.
Ketchup and
Everybody
mustard.
Everybody get one bone?
Mm-hmm. Ketchup and mustard, 3 pounds of deli potato salad.
Okay, now stop.
Okay, what?
Don't nobody want no damn deli potato salad.
Oh, he's so serious about his potato salad.
Don't come in here with
made.
Your damn deli potato salad.
Yeah, you can't do that.
We don't want... Have you ever tasted potato salad good from the damn deli?
Some people get it and doctor it up, though, Steve.
Doctor it up,
yeah. And put it in a dish from home, and you think they made it.
Sure. Pull out some deli potato salad around 8 to 10 black people.
I'm just saying. All right, 28 ounces.
And watch they face.
28 ounces, Steve, of baked beans.
Okay.
Got to have baked beans with potato salad.
28 ounces?
28 ounces.
How many...
That's
28 ounces?
Uh-huh.
With 10 people?
Okay.
Everybody get 0.8 ounces of beans.
Oh, it gets better. 15 ounces of chips.
ounces. I want that many damn chips. How many chips is 15 ounces?
One big bag?
15 ounces of chips. Uh-huh. What is that, a bag?
One bag. One big bag, though.
2 quarts
Everybody
of lemonade.
Need 12 chips. How many?
2 quarts of lemonade.
2 quarts?
No, I drink a quart of lemonade, my damn self.
Hello.
And how about this one? 4 pounds of watermelon for dessert.
Watermelon. Uh-huh. For dessert. Uh-huh.
No pound cake.
4 pounds
none of that.
Of watermelon. That ain't even a whole watermelon.
No,
that's the same. Half a damn watermelon.
That's the same amount as the spare ribs, as the ribs. That's the same amount.
Well, how much y'all gotta eat? Yeah, I mean.
Well, we know this. No seconds. We know that.
Steve already,
wait a minute.
Steve
how,
already
how
said
much
that.
We gonna eat? Yeah. It's how much you can't eat.
That's what it is. Yeah. How many people is
you
this
can't
again?
Waste nothing.
8 to 10, Tommy. 8 to 10 people.
These is cheery.
These is kids.
No.
This
yeah.
is kids. Babies. Damn infants.
But Steve, no seconds though.
I bet not catch your ass walking back up here again. Yeah. Hey. $55?
That's the budget.
It's 8 to 10 people. You number 6. Don't walk your ass back up here no more.
Okay.
And you ain't wait till we serve this watermelon know how. Hold on. Hey, I need everybody's attention.
What?
Okay. Who over here got this half cup of lemonade just sitting here? Just sitting over here, a whole half a Dixie cup of this damn lemonade.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
What up, y'all? This is Jay the Brown trying to get his homework done. This is still 4th of July weekend, which means fireworks, which means somebody will set their ass on fire. Somebody will lose a thumb. Somebody will lose an eye. Somebody will set their hair on fire. And yes, believe it or not, somebody will stick a firecracker there. I'm not lying. I'm not making it up. Somebody will stick a firecracker there and blow that up, too. The song is dedicated to those fools. Fools who do that with firecrackers, who think they know what they're doing, but they don't. Shut up!
Fingers and thumbs other side of town, a house on fire, fireworks inside, steady ups the city, the while smoking a blunt. Each year it happens, that don't stop them at all. 4th of July seems to every rich double. They think that it's cool to hold them babies, yes sir. Now his ass is seeing dumb. Listen to me, y'all. Don't go chasing fireworks. Every year I'm gonna set a sign about you. If you're over 30 and you're playing with fireworks, I'm sorry, but I'm having that ass.
Now, Jay, the Steve what the hell is don't go chase your firecrackers? Okay, I kind of like it, though, even though you kind of messed my song up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather be reincarnated as an animal or as a human again?
Come back as a damn animal.
But if you came back as an animal...
Oh, just outside all the damn time, walking around.
Gotta find something to eat.
Ain't got no money. I ain't coming back in here, ain't got no money. I've done that before.
That's the first part of your life.
Yeah. I already been an animal. Yeah, we ain't doing that no damn more. Not with no money. No Lord. I don't want no parts of that. I want to be involved in currency exchange. Uh-huh. At some point, I hope somebody set a bowl of milk out. Man, hell.
All right. Okay. Moving on. Would you rather not speak for an entire year or would you rather not hear for an entire year?
If I can't hear, then am I speaking? I don't get it.
I'm going to tell you right
would
now.
You rather
if you can't hear, you sure going to sound stupid.
Yeah.
Especially if you used to hear.
You know, I have trouble pronouncing words, and I can hear them. Boy, if I can't hear you, what is his ass talking
about? I think I'd want to hear.
Okay, so you rather...
Well, you can type, write, mm-hmm. but if you can't hear, nah, man, I can't. That's but tough. Not talking for a year,
a lot of writing, though.
I can't tell you.
A lot of writing.
A lot of writing, though.
That's a lot of texting.
I can't tell you the money I'm going to be missing out on. I can't talk.
Yeah, because yeah, that's what you do for a living. Yeah.
Write these sets and hold them up.
Yeah. That's a lot of text cussing. A lot of text cussing. Mm-hmm.
All right, guys. Would you rather climb the highest mountain or swim the deepest sea?
Ah, man. Why?
Back up on that mountain. I'm going to die in that water. That's for damn.
I can't get in that water, man.
But I can't handle heights because of I get altitude sickness.
Yeah. What you going to do?
So we're going to die on the way up or die on the way down? Either way.
Damn.
Like Everest, when I see Everest, yeah. I'm not finna do that, dog.
Okay.
That don't make no sense. I don't even want up there.
Mm-hmm. I don't even.
No, it would mean nothing for me to stick a flag in the top of Everest. Nothing.
So then you're going to the deepest seas?
Yeah, but I can't swim, so hell.
I can swim, but I ain't going way down there. No.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming back.
We didn't like today.
I know.
We didn't like today.
All right, coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, last break of the day, and Steve Harvey will close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Steve, your closing remarks are back. What you got for us today?
You know what? I just want to remind people, because it's a tough thing to cut people out your life. It's a tough decision for people to make, because the average person, you know, that's of positive nature, they like positive things around them, positive energy. And it's difficult when you, as a positive or decent or caring person, has to be faced with the decision to cut somebody out your life. And I've had to do it many times, and I'm faced with the decision again. Even this stage of my life, there are people who I really should not have around me. Now, because I have a sense of guilt, I continue to keep them, you know. I come up with excuses for them. You know, what they gonna do? You know, if they not here, what would they do? If I remove them, what happens to them? Well, I mean, that's because you're a caring person. But can I tell you how much that ain't your business? It's really, really not. It's not your business, nor should you make it yours. Because what will happen is, if you guilt yourself into holding on to this person, you will continue to possess that nagging, gnawing feeling that you have every time you're around them. Because they actually bring no real value to you. Oh, they bring you a lot of promises. Oh, they bring you a lot of, oh man, this is, man, I got something big I'm working on. Oh, you hear that all the time. Oh, I sure appreciate you. Lord, I don't know where I'd be without you. You've been such a blessing to me. You know, you're going to get it all kinds of ways. And that makes you feel even worse about the inevitable decision that you know you have to make. But let me help y'all understand something right here. People can be manipulative. People can be very, very manipulative. And when a person know they getting over on you, they say the things because they know you're a decent person. So they say the things to you to keep in the forefront of your mind of how decent you are. God bless you. You've been a blessing to me. Lord, I don't know what I'd do without you. I thank God for people like you. Well, when do I get to thank God for you? When do you become such a blessing to me? When at the point in this relationship where every relationship should be give and take, when do I get to take something out? Because right now, all I'm doing is giving. I'm telling you, y'all, I know how you're feeling about cutting these people out your life, but you have got to, because if there's a person in your life that's just on the receiving end of your friendship and give you nothing in return, they are on the receiving end of your paycheck and give you nothing in return, they are receiving end of all your goodness and favors and give you no goodness and favors, you no longer have an obligation to that person. You really don't. And I remind you of something that Bishop Jake said. Sometimes you have to let people go so they can be freed up to their own destiny. See, because they keep tying their destiny to yours. But see, God didn't give them your destiny. They got their own destiny. You know, unless you with your wife or your children, them destinies ain't tied to yours. And once your children get a certain age, your destiny don't belong to them no more. They have to, they, as Marjorie says, their wings work. You got to let them get out there and get to flapping so they can fly. So as you make your list of people who bring you nothing but bad news, they have to go. When you make your list of people who every time they call you, they just want something, they have to go. They have to go because they slowing you down. They dead weight. They sitting on the wagon and they ain't pushing. They ain't getting out the wagon to remove no rocks and debris out the way. They ain't trying to fill a pothole for you. Just they don't even repair wagon wheels. They just on your wagon, sitting there, legs up, and just chilling. You out on rope just pulling. You got to get rid of them people. The other people you have to get rid of is sometimey people. Because you know what's so hard about sometimey people? Because you don't never know when their time going to be. Because they sometimey. So sometime they cool and sometime they ain't. And on the days when you need them be cool, that's one of them some days where they ain't. So now you got all these sometimey people in your life. And you be going, well, they cool over here, but they ain't cool over there. If the people in your life ain't cool everywhere you take them and every time you talk to them, you got to get rid of them too. I'm sorry. Now, that's going to shorten your list. But what good is the list if it ain't a good list? Stop just trying to have a list. It's like people in a bad relationship. So you're going to stay in a bad relationship just so you can say you're in a relationship. Or will you free yourself so that you can be freed up to your destiny to possibly be in a good relationship? But you'll never get in a good relationship if you're going to stay and sit in the bad relationship, which has proven year after year after year to be of no substance and no goodness for you. It just does nothing for you. But you're going to stay in it just so you can say you're in a relationship. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. So y'all think about it. Those people that you got to cut loose, you got to, it's a tough decision, but you have to do it. God will bless you for it, too. And guess what? You have more free time. You have more money and everything when you let them go. And you don't even have to deal with the aggravation of them anymore. That's an amazing thing. So, that's my closing remarks. Just wanted to remind y'all that. Have a great weekend, everybody.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.